BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo with Chelsea Healy. We've never had her on before, but if only she'd been warned about it before she actually agreed to take part. Greg in Uganda and Chris discusses my retirement plans.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So how are we doing this afternoon? It's Scott here. We're going to speak to Greg in Uganda a bit later on. He will also play Real or No Real with us. We'll give you some of the Catfish and the Bottle Men live lounge, which went down a storm with Fern earlier. So many good, positive responses to it. And coming up, it's a bit of a hoe, but it's Innuendo Bingo. Do you remember that? 1:45 this afternoon. And we've got Chelsea Healy coming into play. We've never had Chelsea before, have we?
No, first time for her.
She is doing something quite special very soon for Comet Relief, which she wants to talk to you about and maybe get you involved with. But we also signed her up for Innuendo Bingo today. However, I don't think she knew much about it. And so
I was suspicious because I had a little look on her Twitter, as I always do, bit of sort of pre-match research.
Yes.
And she didn't tweet about Innuendo Bingo. She said, "I'm coming into Radio 1 to talk about some Comet Relief stuff that she's doing. It's all good, but you'd think you'd mention Innuendo Bingo." So
I don't think she has
alarm bells.
Don't think she knows what it is. So we've just sat her in a corner in the kind of green room area, so she can watch one. Oh no! What one have you made her watch?
Which one? Please say Gerald Butler. Which one?
Jesse J.
Jesse J.
Oh, no, that was a good one. Okay.
I didn't get the impression Jesse J was keen. I'm not sure that was the best move.
No, but you get the idea of the game, don't you?
You do? okay.
Okay, so sorry about that, Chelsea. I thought someone may have briefed you. She hasn't bought a change of clothes. It's all gone wrong.
Oh, no.
I know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what, Chris? It is great to have such a supportive team around me when I come into work every day.
I know.
It
I know,
really
we're actually very nice to you, all things considered.
Well, I'm nice
even
back.
If you're late,
yeah,
whatever,
I'm
no
nice
one
back.
Says anything.
I'm nice back.
You are.
But you are, it just shows how supportive you are from a message that's just been found on one of our phones from the other night when we were in Liverpool and you were watching me dance at the Strictly Come Dancing live tour. Now, on the tour, like the TV show, somebody wins every night and people get knocked out.
And
I didn't expect this reaction. I've just heard this from the producer's phone. So you obviously recorded the reaction when I did get knocked out and surprisingly didn't win.
Oh yeah, he was recording loads of the night.
Yeah, just recorded on his like voice memo thing. But listen to how upset you were when I didn't win.
Come on, Mills. Come on, Mills.
Knocked out. Oh. How could you? Scott and Joanne.
Oh, yeah.
No!
I was in the moment, and it sounds weird now.
It does sound a bit weird now, because it's just, it doesn't matter, it's a show. But I do appreciate it, and it makes me realise how supportive you guys are.
I was annoyed.
Yeah, and also you were 2 points in.
Yes.
I
voted a lot as well for you as well.
Yeah, you can vote.
And Alison once or twice.
Did you?
Yeah, if I'm honest.
Why?
Just because I thought she deserved, but like 30 times for you.
Oh, and you're not going to see that money back again, are you?
No, but what the weirdest thing of all that I thought to myself, that's really bad if I voted like 30 to 40 times and you still didn't win.
Well, it shows you a lot of people are voting in the arena, Chris.
Yes, well, I guess
it would suggest.
I guess so.
Yeah, but I really appreciate that. There's some other recordings that we probably can't play from that evening.
Yes.
Got a lot of them on your phone, haven't you?
He does this on nights out. He just records things. He's one of those.
He's recording us all the time. Secret recording us all the time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're going to speak to Greg James in Uganda later. You know Greg's a bit useless at admin. He's been trying to hand out mosquito nets. That hasn't gone well. Just because he can't do it. He's tried to kind of like make it his mission to hand out as many as possible, but he's got someone to help him. We'll speak to him.
He's not the best with admin.
He's not, no. And Chelsea Healy is about to play Innuendo Bingo. First thing she heard about 10:01 this afternoon. But she's ready for it. She wants to give it a go. She's more than happy.
Yeah, absolutely. First time, you know, she likes it. She'll come back for another go. Another time she'll be better prepared.
That's right. We might need to bring her some kind of towel. She doesn't have a change of clothes.
Is it worth me lending her a T-shirt from under the desk, or do you think that's inappropriate?
Are they clean or dirty?
Well, obviously not clean.
When was the last... Oh, no, because I've been away. When was the last time you went to the laundrette and got them clean?
Way before Christmas.
Oh! No, absolutely not. Be fine, we'll just get her a towel.
It's a gentlemanly thing to do would be to offer.
I think not. Not on this occasion. They Ming. You need to go to the laundrette this week.
We need to do that urgently.
More admin we need to do. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Chelsea Healy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks for having me.
Hey, that's all right. now we're going to talk about something that you're doing for Red Nose Day.
Yes.
Do you know what? The Radio 1 listeners this week have raised a lot of money.
For the Dance-a-thon.
Just for Comet Relief.
That's amazing.
So £354,370. That is just the Radio 1 listeners that have done that.
Is that where we're up to now?
That's where we're up to.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And Greg James is in Uganda.
Oh, go on, Greg.
Yeah, so we're going to speak to him about 2:40. But what are you doing? You're doing a Dance-a-thon, right?
Yes.
Okay, and this is for Red Nose Day, and it's going to be on Sunday the 8th of March.
That's correct.
So it's not obviously not just you dancing. There's a lot of everyone can get involved.
Yeah, everybody. So please come down and support and get involved. And what better way to raise money than to do it in a fun way and dance?
So it's at Wembley.
Yes.
At the arena.
Yes.
And it's on Sunday the 8th of March.
Yeah.
You're going to go down there just to kind of keep spirits high and get people dancing, basically.
Yeah. Basically, there's a number of us that are doing it. There's Caroline Flack, Davina McCall, Emma Bunton, along with a lot more. And we take turns, 30 minutes each on the stage, of over 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
So it's like, I was struggling to work out what a dance-a-thon actually was.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like a marathon dance-off.
Yeah, that exactly.
Like that.
And can you do any style?
There is a lot of styles. There's swing, 70s, disco, 80s, hip-hop, right. You name it, there's everything.
Yeah, I can't do any of those.
You'd struggle to do half an hour solid dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite like, especially the only move I've got is the in-betweeners.
Yeah.
For half an hour.
Could do that for half an hour.
You could, but it would do your arms in.
It's not that strenuous, really. So you're involved. It's going to be on the 8th of March, and loads of people are going down there. And you can book a place at the SSE Arena in Wembley. And you can get a free step-by-step guide on how to put on your own dance-a-thon at home if you can't make it to Wembley on that day. Maybe at your local school or maybe at your gym. If you go to rednoseday.com/dance-a-thon, there's like a free guide on there. And also that's how you can book your place at the actual day in Wembley as well on the 8th of March. Shall we go?
I'm kind of keen on this.
Yeah. I think you should get involved.
Can we? Like the Mills, just imagine it.
What would you do? I've done a lot worse.
Would you do half hour of the crab?
I can do the crab. I can do a samba
for
you.
Just go from side to side doing the crab.
Brilliant.
We saw you on Get Your Act Together.
Yes.
That was quite impressive.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the biggest challenges I've ever had.
So you were working with an aerial dance duo.
She was amazing. She was very, 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 very patient.
Was she?
Yeah.
Weren't you scared?
Oh my God, I don't want to swear, but I was absolutely in it. Yeah, it was. Do you know what? I've done a few challenges.
Yeah.
And I've always struggled, but that was the biggest struggle, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that, to be honest.
No.
I've just got some notes on you here. I know you've got an obsession with garlic.
How do you know that?
Just going through your Twitter.
Garlic's like my favourite food, garlic with everything.
What? So you were like. To the extent that you will actually sniff garlic cloves.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Is that true?
Use a sneaker.
I know. Well, so you'll just go, you'll go to the supermarket, you'll buy some garlic, and then often you'll just sniff it.
No.
But you love it.
If I'm cooking something garlic, then I'll sniff the clove.
All right, not just randomly.
I was reading some of the notes, and it was like a game of real or no real.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of them here, random ones. Mm-hmm. You find croissants sexy.
No, I think that they taste really good, though.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sexy is in the really nice.
You've got a parrot?
Yeah, called Lulu. She says everything. She goes, do you want a brew?
That's awesome.
Well, we found out loads already.
I know.
I know also you write neater in a black pen than in a blue pen.
Oh, yous are such Twitter stalkers.
Aren't we, though? Yeah. Hey, listen, I know that you didn't know anything about Innuendo Bingo today. Well, no, you've heard of it.
Oh, no.
But you didn't. Maybe you didn't really know that you were playing it. So are you ready for this?
No, my hair is naturally curly and it's straight today. So please don't spit water out in my hair.
Have you seen we showed you the Jessie J video.
Oh, she got done her. That was so tight.
She got done her.
Yeah.
Everyone's played this game, you know. There's a long line of people ahead of you.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't need to worry.
Yeah. I am excited.
Are you?
Just don't get me in my hair.
Just the hair we need to avoid.
No, just everywhere. No, I'm joking. I'm a good sport. Let's do it.
Definitely are. Okay, so make sure you sign up for the Comet Relief Dance-a-thon for Red Nose Day. It'll be a laugh on Sunday the 8th of March. Yeah. If you go to rednoseday.com/dance-a-thon, you can arrange your own one at your local school or gym or meeting place. You don't have to go to the Wembley one, but it would be good to go to the Wembley one if you can make it. rednoseday.com/dance-a-thon. Okay, you two, get yourself ready. I'll play Enter Jakara, and then let's get wet on Innuendo Bingo with Chelsea Healy next on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anaesthetist by Enter Shikari on BBC Radio 1. Someone's just tweeted to say that I may have just said Enter Shakira, and that's not the name of the band. Enter Shikari.
I did think you said that, actually, but I didn't want to draw attention to it.
No, sorry. Okay, so Chelsea Healy's here. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo. You feeling a bit nervous?
I'm really nervous. I'm so scared.
It's only water, though. It's all right.
Do you want to climatise ever so slightly? Because it
have
is
a little taste.
I
of...
hate stuff like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have a little taste of
stuff
the water.
Like this.
Like she does loads of things like this. Have a little taste, Chelsea, to get you used to the water there, please.
Why does it taste different?
No.
It's just water, but it's flipping cold.
We have used milk before, and other substances, but
I don't want it to be a shock to you because that's when the swears happen.
Yeah,
and I've got a very foul mouth.
I don't know, really. I mean, look what happened to poor Hodor when he came on.
Yes.
He only ever says Hodor apart from that time when we got spat in the face.
Yes, but we don't talk about
that.
No,
we don't. Okay, so go online now to bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can watch Innuendo Bingo with Chelsea Healy. It's about to happen. She's here in the name of Red Nose Day and she's about to get wet.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Chelsea has just watched the video of Jessie J playing Innuendo Bingo, and I quote, she got done her. So let's see what happens now. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Good luck, everyone. I've not played this game for a while because I've been off.
Oh.
Okay, it's fine. Right. A big gulp of water, please. Now, Chelsea, I noticed you've made a little schoolboy error there, schoolgirl error. You've taken the smallest sip. Go for it. Fill your cheeks. Mm. Now, first, we're going to the BBC News Channel. And they've been... Oh, here we go. It's fine.
You face towards this way as well. Come on, let's
face towards him.
You
don't worry about the bin. Like, just goes for his face.
Right.
BBC News Channel, first of all. And there have been some shocking revelations about the sort of thing that goes on behind the door of... Yes, Chelsea. Straight away. Also, if it comes out, just make sure it goes over him.
Giggles.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't use your hands. There's a no hands rule.
Oh, you got really wet.
Yeah, you've started this. I'm not going to lie.
Some revelations about the sort of thing on BBC News that goes on behind the doors of 10 Downing Street.
We are beginning to get into the political blame game a bit here because in his letter, the Prime Minister basically fingers Gordon Brown.
Oh my gosh!
It's good to be back, Mills,
so
isn't
nasty.
It?
I didn't expect that. Nasty boy. Right. Run there.
Thank you, Alexandra in Cardiff, for that one.
The Prime Minister basically fingers Gordon Brown.
Wow. Oh, she's done again.
Right,
game on. Chris, you are copping it.
Game on.
Game on.
Oh no, Chris. Come on, then.
And now.
Oh my gosh.
Now we're going to The Voice on BBC One, where coaches Will.i.am and Ricky Wilson are chatting behind their chairs, their spinny chairs. Water, please. Let's go. Now, I don't know how long it's been since Ricky was at school, but it sounds like... I don't think anyone does this in PE anymore.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, right?
Awesome. That'd be cool.
Do you still do that thing in swimming lessons where you come in your pyjamas and you have to get a brick off the box?
Oh,
The spray is strong today. I'm really sorry, Chelsea.
We've not played this for a couple of weeks.
I haven't brought another set of clothes.
I can lend you, don't worry.
He's been saving this up. Not one of those T-shirts, one of the dads.
You still do that thing in swimming lessons where you come in your pyjamas?
Darren in Dartford sent that one to us. And next, take a big gulp of water. In your bingo with Chelsea Healy. You can watch it now on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, on your mobile, tablet, computer, whatever you want.
You not pronounce my name?
No.
Chelsea
Healy. Healy. And to Shakira. And now over to Winter Watch. It's Michaela Strachan. And a wildlife expert. Water, please. Now, in the middle of this live broadcast on Winter Watch, this wildlife expert suddenly takes quite a liberty with our Michaela.
What do you feel about smelling that, Michaela?
Yeah, I'll give it a sniff.
Give
Why
it a
not?
Sniff. Have a sniff of that.
Can you push my head down? Oh my gosh, that went quick. I don't want no more.
No, that went in three parts. That one was three different spurts.
Do you know what? We've never had a walker. Yeah.
No,
really?
Do you want to be the first walker?
I might do, you know.
You know,
so
that'd
okay.
be quite good.
See how you feel, but if you're going to go out, no, throw a massive strop.
Yeah,
and
just
then
strop it out, you know, and just leave.
How many more questions, though?
Oh, just a few.
It's not QI.
Okay. More water, please. Yes, Michaela?
Don't you push my head down.
Michaela's tracking, getting your head down to sniff some wildlife dung there.
Don't you push my head down.
Thank you, Karen, for spotting that one. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a clip we really enjoyed at the end of last year, and it's from Eggheads and host Dermot McMurnahan. See, as I'm getting everyone's name wrong today.
You tried to do that with confidence.
Dermot McMurnahan. Water, please. Now, I wonder if anyone took up this last chance offer.
Well, now, three rounds to the Eggheads. It means you're missing three brains from the final round. Planning to win. The Eggheads are all still there, so this is your last chance to knock one out.
Yes, Chelsea.
Oh, my gosh!
Get him back. That's
Chelsea,
the idea.
A fantastic spray. It really does. It goes everywhere.
So does yours.
Right.
Water, please. Not long now.
I might actually walk.
Yeah, it's kind of weird if you do it politely.
Yeah, no, right, okay.
Can I walk?
What I would do if I was you is just wait for, like, one or two more and then just literally walk out and leave.
Right, let's
and then
do we're, it. Okay,
throw a glass over me or something like that.
Yeah, I really don't like this game.
No, I know. No. Well, I can tell.
Will you be back?
No, probably not.
Not if we have to play this game.
No, okay. Right.
Water, please.
The Eggheads are all still there, so this is your last chance to knock one out.
All right, okay, now... This next clip needs some explaining. It's from the quiz show The Link, where you have to figure out what different clues have in common. Now, in this episode, one of the contestants was called Johnny. Now, the question we're about to hear was supposed to be, what word can mean A, an apartment, or B, a deflated tyre? And the contestant was called Johnny. Now, I think you probably can guess what's going to go wrong here.
What word can mean an apartment or a deflated Johnny?
Flat.
Or a deflated tyre. Flat, correct.
Oh, come on, guys, this is not fun.
It is, though.
No, it's not, because I don't find the questions fun.
What word can mean an apartment or a deflated Johnny?
I'll tell you what, then, to be fair... Next one, you can have a free go. Okay, I won't do anything.
Yeah.
And you can just concentrate on enjoying yourself.
Just enjoy yourself.
Promise you, I'll put it down.
Okay.
All right.
Is this the last question?
Possibly, yes.
Okay,
free. You get a free go.
Another classic clip from last year now, and it's another quiz show going wrong. University Challenge. Now, unfortunately, just another unfortunate name contestant, really. You ready, Chelsea?
And finally, the title character of this opera by another Italian composer.
I wish I was playing.
Nominate his cock. A churn dot.
Okay.
Is that the last one now, guys?
That's right. His name was
Liverpool Hiscock.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do one more.
One more to finish.
Right, okay.
And then, right, without even saying bye, just walk out, like, really annoyed.
No, because that's rude.
No, but it's funny. And I've just told you to do it. So
okay.
Because right. We've never had a walker before.
Cheers.
Right.
Okay.
You're a good sport, Chelsea. You weren't expecting this.
Have we got a towel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got it all here, love. Over to the one show.
Spare pants if you need and everything.
No, don't have one of those. They're not the ones under the desk. Mm-mm. Over to the one show last week. And Matt Baker here suddenly deciding to deny some rumours that have been going around about him and his co-host.
We've had this great idea of asking kids to do their mum's makeup at the beginning of the day and the mum gets sponsored.
An easy idea, but so effective.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Matt Baker there.
Jesus. Oh, Matt, I'm not doing this.
I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
You are.
Oh, we've got a walker. It feels awkward.
It felt a bit set up.
It was a bit like Towie, that, actually.
Yeah, it was a little bit Towie. But thanks, Chelsea Healy, for being our first walker on Innuendo Bingo today. Remember, support the Red Nose Day Dance-a-thon on the 8th of March. Go to rednoseday.com/dance-a-thon. She would have told you herself, but, she just walked out.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know when you spend a lot of time with people, but then you maybe go on a little trip with them? Like, let's say, a camping trip or a school trip, and you find out more than you realise you knew? Mm. That happened yesterday to my friend Chris here, and the other Chris who works on the show. Now, have you two ever had some kind of falling out?
No, there's tension, because he's well weird.
What's happened, please?
I mean, we went on a camping trip. We were all travelling back in the same direction.
This is when we went to Liverpool, and I stayed in Liverpool, and you guys got the train back yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, what occurred when I wasn't there,
No,
please?
Nothing at all. Do you know
what? Do I need to be some kind of peacemaker here?
No.
Do I need to sit you both in a room and give you a good talking to? What's happened?
No, there's no beef. I just think it's weird. We, there was no drinks or anything like that. It was just, you know, a couple of waters, a coffee on the way home.
Mm.
Get near station that we're aiming for. Matey here whips out a toothbrush and some toothpaste, starts going at it. on the train, we've got a table in front of us. I was like, what are you doing?
What do we do?
And if that's not weird enough, I suddenly thought, well, what's he going to do now? Because whenever you brush your teeth, you need to be within 2 metres of a sink.
Was so it stressing you out that he wasn't near a sink?
So get this toothpaste is going everywhere. I was saying to him, how's this going to play out? And he's like, I've done it before. And he's there brushing his teeth, right? And then I say, right then, wise guy, where are you going to spit? Doesn't spit. Swallows every time, he says. He does this with his toothpaste.
Swallows the toothpaste. I know, I mean, you're one or the other, really, but I've done both.
Who does that?
What do you mean?
No one does that.
You animal. All he's doing is swallowing the toothpaste.
I said, mate, I'd lend you some... Not lend you, I'd just have some chewing gum. What a weird thing to do.
It's really upset you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Taking great offence to the fact that the other Chris that works on the show just gets toothpaste and brush out anywhere and brushes away.
So weird. Imagine a night out walking down the high street, someone watching someone casually brush away. Doesn't
when not in reaching distance of sink.
It's just weird. I don't know why I wasn't grossed out by it. I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Have some gum.
Someone says I went out once with a girl who swallowed the toothpaste. Not my girlfriend anymore.
Who does that? Who does that? Seriously.
Hey, you really changed on the show yesterday. Do you know why?
Why?
You started using words I've never heard you use.
When?
Because Stephen Fry was on.
True.
Whenever you ever said somewhat. Did you know you said that? Let's listen to this.
I love the idea of Stephen Fry at a quiz, at a pub quiz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that fascinates me somewhat.
Why have you gone all posh?
I don't know, it's like we're all gathered round having a nice Sunday roast or something in a classy place.
I don't know why, but that fascinates me somewhat. Golly.
I'm going to be more Fry.
Also, love that you called him a sir. He's not a sir.
Martin Scorsese, whose films I really admire. The first time I met him, I've since got to know him a little bit better, I'm proud to say.
This is why having Sir Stephen Fry on is incredible.
Did you know that he wasn't a sir?
I wasn't sure if he was a sir or a lord, and so I just took a gamble and went for sir.
I'm saying lord. Oh, no, he's not a lord or a sir.
How is he not a sir?
I don't understand that.
It was worth being... I think it was better to say it, though, than not say it.
And he didn't correct you.
Well, there we go.
Just went straight with it. The Scott Mills Daily. So, all this week, Greg James is in Uganda as we try and improve healthcare for different communities across Africa that really need our help. And you lot have been absolutely brilliant this week, as the Radio 1 listeners always are. But if you do want to help us change people's lives in Uganda and all over Africa, it's just going to cost you £3. Only £3, plus your standard network charge. 100% of your donation will go straight to Comet Relief. Please text the word HELP to 70703. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the permission of the bill payer, or go to the Radio 1 homepage if you can afford to give more. The money you donate really does help people that really, really need it all over Africa. So please keep texting HELP to 70703, and that will donate your £3 to Comet Relief. In Uganda, hello, Greg James.
Hello, Scott Mills. Hello, Chris Stark.
How's it going?
It's going good. I didn't really get a chance to say this yesterday because we were pushed for time at Rock Mambo FM, and I hope you enjoyed talking to that guy Stoney yesterday. But Chris, what an effort the other day. What an amazing effort. Thank you so much. How did you feel when you got off the wheel?
I mean, I was shaking. Two reasons. One, quite embarrassed and shy. And two, it was cold. But I look back on it now and it was quite an experience. And I know I'll never be able to go through Liverpool again without seeing that wheel go round and thinking, that was me up there in my pants.
I was still in Liverpool last night and I saw it all lit up at night and I was like, oh my God, he was in that in his pants. So weird.
Is there some sort of plaque that is put outside that pod that he was in?
Yeah. But we raised so much money and that's the main thing. So however silly I felt, it's all good.
Well, today we are at Iolwa School, and I mentioned earlier with Fern that we've been distributing mosquito nets. So that is obviously a huge killer in Africa, and it's so easily preventable just by going to bed at night and they have a malaria net to put over their bed. And we were giving out maybe like nearly 500 of them today or so we've given out today. And really interestingly, there was a sort of register that we had to fill out, and I was calling out the names, which was in itself comical for me because I couldn't pronounce any of the names because I'm an idiot. But there's a little tick box that says, do you currently sleep under a net? And all of them were pretty much no's. But now, after today and after the money raised from Comet Relief and all the rest of it, it will be yeses. So that's a really lovely thing.
It's quite interesting to kind of contrast our lives to what's happening in most of Africa. Like, if we go home, what do we do after this? We go for a bit of a bite to eat in the evening at your house.
Yeah, you don't really think about it, do you? You go to bed and there's kind of no worries, isn't it?
Yeah, you get under the duvet and have a good night's sleep. And there might be like an annoying fly that will keep you awake for about 5 minutes, but you don't really have to worry at all. This malaria problem is huge across the whole of Africa. And, you know, like a mosquito in their room without these nets could kill them.
That's the crazy thing, I think, is being threatened by something like a small insect and worry that that's going to kill you is crazy.
But this is a crucial part of their lives. Without these nets, they are running a big risk of catching malaria. And this is just a small part of what your money does when it goes to Comet Relief.
That's the thing. When you meet the kids out here, it's like kids at home. Everyone is a human being. That's the thing. It's just that, unfortunately, they're in a situation, a scenario that's just not that healthy, and there's horrible things here that can kill them because they don't have the defence against them. Do you know what I mean? It's like when I see little kids who have loads of them surrounding me now, and they just came up to me and just said, they just came up with clutching their net and they just went, thank you so much, and then walked off. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
But you look at them and I just think, oh my God, well, that could easily be my niece or my nephew, you know, 6 and 3 years old. And and that really hits home, and you just think it's so simple and just not fair. It's not fair. There's enough stuff going on, you know. The family might not have much money, the healthcare's not great. At the very least that we need is, you know, the basics done right, and then you can build from there. And that's kind of the point of this trip, really, is get the basics done properly, get to a certain level of healthcare, and then from there you can build and educate everyone and educate the kids and go, look, it's not good to be out here with the mosquitoes. It's not good to be in a room that's dirty and got stuff on the floor and that kind of stuff. It's not that's not good. So it's really about education more than anything, really, this week. And this focus is that we need to educate everybody and say, this is how you should do it, because this is how you will get better and how future generations will get better. So, yeah.
Especially with people living in rural villages, when I went, it's a lack of information and education about, you know, the things they need to do to keep safe as well, like you were saying.
Yeah, completely. Well, we saw some stuff in the hospital yesterday, you know, a dirty mop that had just mopped up some blood, then went straight into the children's ward to mop up some urine in there. And that sounds disgusting to us. You know, that sounds like that would never happen in a UK hospital. You would just say, oh, OK, what are you doing? Stop doing that. That's ridiculous. Go and wash it, blah, 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 blah. But that does not happen. That sort of basic knowledge in certain parts, as you were saying, particularly the rural areas like we're in now, just the information does not get through. So that is why it's so important that we give a helping hand to parts of the world like this.
To put this in perspective, Greg, how many children in Africa are affected by malaria, and getting a net could save their life?
Well, I mean, every year we reckon it's nearly 500,000 children under 5 that are killed because of malaria. So
it's not fair.
It's huge. It's a number you can't really imagine. It doesn't really make sense. So it's pretty much 1 a minute in Africa. Yeah. And to prevent that, you just need a net, and that is £2.50.
So if you would like to help change people's lives, which we're doing all this week on Radio 1, with your help, and you've been so generous so far, please text the word HELP to 70703. Text messages cost £3 plus your standard network charge. 100%, I can promise you, of your donation will go straight to Comet Relief. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the permission of the bill payer. Full terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/rednoseday. Or if you can afford to give any amount, go to the Radio 1 homepage and there you can give more. The money you donate is covering the cost of this clinic, but it doesn't stop there. It's going to improve healthcare, as we've just been talking about, for lots of other communities and so many more children across the entire continent of Africa. So please keep texting HELP to 70703 to donate your £3. Please just pick up your phone and do it now. Thank you so much. You've been so, so generous already.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adele, where are you? Where are you?
Where is she? That's a very good question.
That's why I was asking where she was.
Yeah. Is she back later this year? That was a rumour I heard.
Thanks for that.
No, listen, I'm not an informed source, am I?
Breaking news. That was Adele and Set Fire to the Rain, and it's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Imagine I was quoted with that as an exclusive. That would
be
awesome.
Is she back later this year?
Anyway, I found something that might be a bit of you.
Okay.
What are your retirement plans? Have you thought about it
Where
yet?
Did that come from?
I've seen something. It's so what I imagine you to be doing. So I saved this because I thought you might want to do something similar.
All right, okay. Is this going to be...
In later life.
Am I going to find this offensive?
No, not at all.
Because I'm no plans to retire as yet.
Get this. You'll love this. There's an 86-year-old woman called Lee... I'm struggling with the last name, but Vactsetter, I think, is the best way to pronounce it. And she spent the last 7 years living on a cruise ship. Right? And now I saw this. And the funny thing about this was I saw this and I thought, Scott Mills.
Why?
Almost immediately.
Why, though?
Don't know. It just strikes me as a bit of you, though.
What? Being on a cruise?
You live on a cruise, right? So you travel around. It's lovely stuff. Mm. Nightly ballroom dancing. She's well keen on that. She's known as Mama Lee to the crew.
She's been on there for 7 years.
7 years. She loves it. $164,000 a year. So it's affordable for you. She, single occupancy, 7th deck stateroom, all her meals, nightly ballroom dancing. What are you saying, Mills? Does that excite you?
I've actually got news on this. I found out recently from my time with the show that they actually do Strictly Come Dancing cruises.
No way.
They do. Yeah. You go on, you do a bit of ballroom dancing, and then you jump in the pool with Craig Revel Horwood. Oh. Not even joking.
Wow.
That actually happens. But... Wow.
So what are you saying about Mama Lee? She has business cards that have been made.
Right.
That read, dancing, cruising, enjoying life. She's living the dream.
Is she just on the same boat the whole time?
Yeah.
She's been on a boat for 7 years.
Yeah, but she's... just imagine... It's so you, this. Imagine how fabulous it is.
Mm.
I mean, what's...
Will there be a spa?
I imagine so. And you can flick between all the different restaurants. Imagine it.
Oh. Actually, it does sound more and more appealing.
It's it's the kind of thing I can see you doing. I guess... I'm not asking for a decision on it.
Okay.
But what she did, she sold her home and then went out. She was like, I've had enough of this. I'm taking to sea.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know why, I saw it, thought Scott Mills.
In later life, do you think I'm going to be like the one off of Really Orange in Benidorm?
The one, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I know
the Nan.
One. Yeah.
Is that going to be me?
Well, you tell me, what do you think?
I probably, yes.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
She says this, and this is wonderful, and I know this will interest you. The crew members bend over backwards to keep me happy. Does that sell it?
Yeah, I think so. Where does the ship go? Is it anywhere good?
I don't know, actually. Just I've not looked that far.
We're talking Mediterranean, we're talking Caribbean.
Anyway, look. Okay. Just something to mull over for
Thank you
for later life.
It's not something I thought about just yet, but cheers.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. And I have Chris Smith with the news here too.
Good afternoon from the news.
And Uganda. Where are you now,
Uganda.
Then? We spoke to you when you were at school earlier.
Yes, we have come back after giving out the mosquito nets and playing football. Chris, oh my God, we were so bad at football today.
Yeah, I think the score finished up as Ugandan children 15, very tall, gangling white guys who are no good at football.
Yeah. Oh, so wow. We're back here at base camp now.
Okay, cool. Do you have a new total? Because I gave it earlier and it's pretty impressive what we've raised today as well, when all the listeners have raised money for Comet Relief today. Over 78 grand today.
Yeah, so at the end of the breakfast show, it was something like just about 38 or something like that, 38 grand. And we've pushed it up right now. As I speak, it is 81,893 for today, which takes the grand total to 358,392. Brilliant.
Wow, that is incredible. Thank you so much if you've given money. And remember, you can keep donating. Text your £3. Just put help in your message and send it to 70703. Thank you. We've raised so much this week. Brilliant stuff. Okay, let's play Real or No Real. It's Greg playing against Chris and Chris Smith off the news reading the facts or not out from Uganda. Let's go.
On these Strictly Come Dancing cruises, the judging panel is often Craig Revel-Horwood, a professional dancer, and the ship's captain in his full dress uniform.
Okay, so we were talking about these. Chris saw a thing earlier where it's a lady that's lived on a cruise ship for 7 years, and he, as soon as he saw the story, he thought of me. I don't know why.
What do you mean? Like, he thought you might go and live on one as well?
Yeah, yes, I think, retirement plans.
Yeah, in my later years, he can imagine me living on a cruise ship. Can you imagine that?
Well, mate, you could probably live off the money that if you sort of performed two nights a week as like a Strictly tribute, just like bring out the crab twice a week, you'd live off that forever.
But we were talking about this. It led on to us that they do actually do Strictly Come Dancing cruises, and yeah,
yes,
they do.
That's a great idea. Under the sea,
yes.
On the sea,
love it.
Great.
I love the idea of you living at sea.
Yes. We lost him to the ocean.
He's back with the waves where he belongs, with the other crabs.
So real or no real, on the Strictly cruises, the judging panel is often Craig Revel-Horwood, a professional dancer, and the ship's captain. Greg.
Real.
Craig Revel-Horwood would definitely be on. Professional dancer, imagine so. And always, on any ship that you'll travel on, the captain will get right involved.
Judging a dancing competition?
Yeah, defo, he's going to be involved in the entertainment.
For the passengers?
Yeah, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Of course it is. Yep, the ship's captain joins the judging panel unless pressing ship's business gets in the way.
Yeah, on a ship, a captain is like a celebrity.
Yeah. Now, this one is about Catfish and the Bottlemen, who were in the live lounge earlier. Over to you, Chris Smith.
Van McCann from Catfish and the Bottlemen is currently waiting in the reception of his London hotel because Fern Cotton picked up his key card by accident and took it away in her handbag.
Does Fern live in a hotel now?
I live on a cruise and she lives in a hotel.
And I'm in Uganda.
Yeah. So, I...
I've heard of this kind of thing happening before. Do you remember that time where Trevor Nelson came in here and snaffled all of our belongings?
Yeah, he took my work pass. I believe he took one of my colleagues, his wallet.
Yes, he did.
Who then had to go round to his house later that afternoon, by invitation, of course, and retrieve the goods.
Do you remember when you left your phone in a taxi in Norwich, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Oh no, was that the one where he phoned Davina McCall?
Yes.
Yeah,
he looked through all of my numbers and he was like, right, who can I call to tell him that I've got Scott Mills' phone? I'll call Davina McCall.
But he must have been having a great time, because right next to Davina McCall, I assume, would be David Hasselhoff. So incredible times for him.
Should have put a pass lock on it. So, real or no real, Van off of Catfish and the Bottlemen is currently waiting in the reception of his hotel because Fern Cotton's picked up his key card while here at Radio 1 and took it away in her handbag. Greg?
I feel like this is no real. You know, he's not stupid, Van McCann. He'd just go to reception, prove his identity and get a new one. No real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yay. Chris, wrong. Greg was right to go. No real there. And next.
There is a barber in the United States who will give misbehaving children a haircut that makes them look like a balding old man at the request of their parents.
It's a harsh punishment.
Right, you've misbehaved, so I'm going to make you look like a balding old man.
That's going to be the new quiff.
Yeah.
You're not going to look like a balding old man, are you?
No.
You can look like a bald child, obviously. So I'm saying no real.
A balding child. Is it like a punishment?
Yeah. So
Chris Smith can't give me any details, obviously.
Well, yeah. If the kids have been misbehaving, maybe, you know, up towards Christmas or whatever, it's like, right, okay, well, we're going to take you to the hairdressers now, and you're going to look like a balding old man.
Mm. Right. Come with me. I'm going to make you look like granddad.
Yeah. Greg, what are you saying?
I'm going to say real. I love this idea.
No real.
That one is real.
Yay. Yes, it is real. We do have a picture of the finished haircut, which Chris can describe to Greg.
Yes, I mean, it's exactly as expected, Scott. It's they've turned the child bald.
And thanks for the update.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
Can I just say that it's so wonderful seeing Chris Smith with the news this close, up close, in action. He's quite a remarkable deliverer of these facts, isn't he? So good, Chris.
In 2003, Comic Relief put on a reality TV show called Celebrity Driving School. It ended in farce when the five contestants, Gareth Gates, Paul O'Grady, Nadia Swahala, Natalie Cassidy and Jade Goody, all failed their tests.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's a...
Was the original show with Maureen? Do you remember Maureen from Driving School? That's a massive... That's a hoogander.
It's a celebrity driving school, Comet Relief reality show. But did all of the celebs on it fail their tests? Didn't go the way the producers had planned, Greg?
I think this sounds like it did happen. I feel like there's a memory that's just been stirred in my mind that I remember this happening, so I'm going to say real.
Well, we told you yesterday that Jack D was just moaning about how cold it was outside the television centre on a pole for Comet Relief once, so anything's possible.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah.
These show's producers were hoping to get at least some sort of happy ending, but all of the celebrities failed their tests. Greg, you remember that one, see?
I do sort of remember it, yeah.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20, Greg got 40. Yeah. Full house, 40 full points. House. Woof, 40, woo!
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Come join us, it's Friday tomorrow, 1 p.m, BBC Radio 1.